what number do you think this is right? We're talking about divorce now. The question was trending online yesterday. Would you divorce your spouse for $1 million?
Sorry, I almost cussed. not even hell yeah. I was about to give that a F yeah. And I feel like many in the car listening to us just did the same thing.
Those who are commuting alone, Biggie.
In fact, we've had several stories in the Dem Report and just stories in general of people winning the lottery, winning $1 million, and being like, I've got to hide this till I can get a divorce. Because I'm not giving the other person half.
Well, unfortunately, that is true. That does happen.
I know. 47% said, yes, I would take $1 million.
Half
of people said. And I bet more than that are probably lying to save face with their spouse.
With right there. Oh, yeah, no, I can't put a number on our love.
Exactly.
$1 million? That's life-changing money. Adios.
Tax-free, too. $1 million, tax-free.
Just take it and go? Yeah.
All you have to do is jettison your spouse.
God, I prayed for when I was dating, because I've just given that completely up. When I was dating, I prayed to meet a girl whose family was rich and they would pay me to go away.
She's too good for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, here's $10,000. Never speak to my daughter again. Consider it done.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you, sir.
Instead.
Do you have any other friends in this street?
Yeah.
With girls roughly that
about
age.
That age that I could possibly date.
Instead, I date women who their fathers would say, can you introduce me to Chris Dem?
Oh, man. What a slap in the face. All you're looking for is five figures to go away.
Yeah.
Just to go away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would have been a great thing for you. Of course.
Yeah, I always like how they put that in movies like it's bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what your father did? He offered me money to leave you. Yeah.
Do it.
He said no.
I know. It's a good thing. $1 million and roughly half of people said, yeah, I'd leave my spouse.
Interesting. I didn't see that trending anywhere.
Oh, I don't know what my algorithm is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw it yesterday. It was all over.
These crazy online questions just pop up.
Interesting.
All those crazy
things. Hey, you like take a poll.
Yeah. I'm a poll taker. You know, I didn't partake in it, obviously. Uh-huh. I would never do it.
No, and you would never do that.
Do you ever see the kids again?
I mean, is that part of it?
I don't know.
It seems like a full walkway to me, based on the parameters.
Yeah, no.
You're out of the life of the family?
Well, it just says.
Or just says divorce.
Well, it just said divorce. Would you divorce your spouse if you got $1 million? And then just cut and dry, $1 million, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Shared custody.
Shared the custody.
Yeah. Four Christmases.
Do all the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and go around doing that. Must be so complicated. I mean, so many people get divorced, of course, but it must be complicated.
It just becomes your reality, I guess, at a certain point.
I have some respect for people who get divorced but then remain friendly enough that they can share the kids and have a good relationship.
Well, now they call it co-parenting.
Yeah.
You know, that's the term is we are very good co-parents.
Is it rare that they can just say, okay, this didn't work, but we're going to still remain civil? And
I can't answer that in a macro sense, but in a micro sense within the Dem family, 100%.
Yeah,
it doesn't have
spiteful evil.
Right. Oh, that's right. I think
it's a thing people say.
Horrendous.
Yeah,
that's right.
People's behavior will blow your mind.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Golly.
That's why you hear people say, like, I can't believe when I see them now, I can't believe I was married to this person. I can't believe I had a child with this person.
Yeah. You know, it's funny too. Like, I know someone who's gone through a divorce recently. And he's been divorced twice, and you get it from his side, like, oh, the ex-wife is crazy. You're not going to believe what she's making me do. It's terrible. I mean, it's a really contentious divorce, but I wonder what it would be like from her side. I don't know her.
Right. There's always, what do they say, three stories. Hers, his, and then the truth.
The truth, right.
Yeah, because you often wonder, you know, what is the other person's their reality?
Exactly. If you talk to them, they're probably talking just as badly about.
He was a terrible husband. He was never there. He was this. Abandoned me.
I know.
Alienated. Whatever. Ran around.
Yeah. I think you just automatically tend to believe the person you know.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just bias.
Yeah. I mean, that's human nature.
Have you ever lost a friend once they go through the divorce, and you know you were friends with the couple, but you were like, you're friends with the guy first, maybe. Then he gets married. Then they get divorced, and she's now out of your life, you know? That does happen.
I mean, it does happen.
Yeah, that does, yeah. I've had friends get divorced, but I can't say I've missed their spouses.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching season 3 of Friends right now, so you know what's going on there. That's difficult. I'm in season 3 of Friends. That's when Ross and Rachel break up. So
okay.
When Ross, they've been together, of course, they have a core group of friends.
Yeah.
That's the show. And then when they break up, the other four have to plan things with only Ross or only Rachel. It's so difficult, you know. But then eventually they just all come back into one big plan again. It's a difficult time for them.
You should just kind of roll that topic out next time you play pickleball with the fellas, because I'm sure they got some stories.
Would you take a million dollars?
Million or bill?
Mill.
Yeah.
Well, a billion.
What's
billion.
Your number?
No, a billion. Oh, there is no number. You don't put a price. You do not put a price on love.
Yeah.
No.
No, but a billion would be really
enough. Well, a billion. I think if somebody came to me and said, "I'll give you $1 billion to divorce your wife," I think my wife would say, "Do it, and then give me part. You know, give me half a billion, and we'll
Let's say you're
look at you all trying to game the system.
Yeah,
you're already now we're just negotiating.
You can't clearly, you can't do that. You can't do that.
The ship is already sailed.
Yeah, here you go. Here, can't do it.
Let's say this, okay? You're at because you've. You go to the beach now. It seems to be your vacation spot, Chris Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the beach. Start having a friendly conversation with a guy. You don't know who he is, but you're chatting it up. And then later, he's like, "Listen, I'm Jeff Bezos."
Oh, my God. I've heard about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like you, man. You seem like a cool guy. I've really enjoyed hanging out with you today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hang out with you more, maybe put you as part of my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stand your wife. All right. I will give you $1 billion. And I have it.
And a stateroom on the yacht out there that's anchored just offshore?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he can get you $1 billion. Like, I'll just wire it to you.
Right, yeah.
And I'll give you $1 billion to come be my friend, but you got to leave your wife.
Thanks, but no thanks. You cannot put a price on love.
I want you to really think about this and look out at that yacht. And here's a pair of binoculars. You see those big dirty bitches? All those young big dirty bitches on that yacht are waiting for you.
You know what I would say? I'd say give her another chance. Sometimes when she gets to...
Listen, man, she's already passed out. She ain't even going to know if we go.
You've got to you meet her early in the morning.
I'd say get her early.
I'm Jeff Bezos.
I'd say, Jeff, she's been in the Chardonnay, and sometimes she can come off abrasive once she has a few.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's meet her again tomorrow for breakfast, and then let's see.
Let's sunrise walk.
Yes. Let's walk on the beach at sunrise.
Let's go to a pancake house.
I think then maybe you give us both $1 billion to be part of your inner circle. You'll give us $750 million. I'll save you.
We'll leave the kids.
Yeah. Do you want to play catch with Tom Brady?
Yes.
Because I can make that happen.
All right, I'll take the wife, but you're knucklehead, son.
You want to be in DiCaprio's next movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to actually bathe in Sydney Sweeney's bathwater?
Not the soap.
Her used bath water.
I can get
just
you.
Get on the yacht.
I'll get you into Sydney Sweeney's tub. No, I do not. I'll be back up here at the third row beach house.
Just got to lug these chairs and umbrella.
Just got to put these over my
and
shoulder.
The cooler.
Yeah. I'm going to have to make two trips.
Two trips probably best.
The kids don't help me. I have to make two trips on these. That's
anyways,
right.
I love your Prime Day.
Yeah, big fan.
I'll see you.
Honestly, thanks.
And, but I would not take the money, but I would certainly tell my wife, listen, he offered me $1 billion to leave.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy to do something like that? And then...
This is almost like that the Redford movie with Demi Moore.
It's close.
What would they call that?
Indecent proposal.
Yeah.
$1 million to sleep with your wife.
One night.
For one night. Redford was going to sleep with Demi Moore, and Woody Harrelson was the husband.
Yeah.
I only saw it once. It wasn't very good.
It wasn't great. I think I watched it twice.
They did it. They did the
deal. Yeah, and he was like a gambler.
Yeah, because Woody needed money.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Because, I mean, if it had been, frankly, a normal person and not a movie, they'd have been like, you want me to hold the camera? $1 million for one night with her? Come on, bro. I'll hold your legs, whatever you want. $1 million? Let's go.
You cannot put a price on love.
Oh, you can. You cannot.
No. Mm. Million, billion. What does not even matter? Does not even matter. Uh-huh.